The name on the building belongs to Frederick H. Pease, who had headed up Michigan State Normal School's music department and conservatory for 46 years when he died in 1909. Christy Moretta, EMU Professor Emeritus in the Department of Music and Dance and campus expert on Pease Auditorium, says the building was originally named for John D. Pierce, Michigan's first superintendent of instruction, but students, faculty, and the community successfully petitioned the state to change the name to Pease Auditorium. Moretta says Pease Auditorium brought the world to the EMU campus.
It brought talents like John Philip Sousa, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, John Denver, William Warfield, Joffrey Ballet, Alvin Ailey dancers, poets, politicians, even Robert Kennedy, Shirley Chisholm, opera stars, organists, authors, actresses, and even major symphony orchestras.
At Pease Auditorium, Dr. Diane Winder and I walk out on the stage to talk. Dr. Winder is head of EMU's Department of Music and Dance. She says Pease gives the department a world-class venue to show off student and faculty talent.
Pease Auditorium as a performance venue gives you the feel of a big, big auditorium, like you might see anywhere in Europe. Only the size, being seating 1,500, gives you the feel of intimacy, both as audience member as well as a performer on the stage.
Pease Auditorium offers student groups an excellent venue in which to perform. Rose Verlindy plays the oboe and is head drum major for the EMU marching band. She says Pease also helps students broaden their horizons by bringing other groups onto campus.
Like the Army band, the military bands, we've had them come in and we've had the opportunities to play with them. There's been the DSO concerts that come here, which gives us opportunities to go to those concerts, maybe if we don't have a ride to Detroit or have the money to go to a concert there, but it's provided because of Pease Auditorium.
The reputation of Pease Auditorium as a world-class performance venue extends well beyond the borders of the Eastern Michigan University campus. University Musical Society President and CEO Ken Fisher remembers how Pease stepped in for UMS when Hill Auditorium was closed for renovations from 2002 to 2004.
We found Pease to be just the right hall in which to open our 2003-2004 season. And it was with the great Valery Gergiev and the Mariinsky Orchestra of Russia, just one fabulous ensemble. They loved the hall.
Fisher has a personal connection to Pease as well. He and his wife Penny were graduate students at EMU in the late 1960s, and Penny also taught flute at Eastern. Ken Fisher played French horn on the Pease Auditorium stage with Alan Myers, then dean of the School of Education. Helping Pease celebrate its 100th anniversary is the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, which last performed at Pease in 2011.
The acoustics are spectacular. It's a beautiful venue. And, of course, it has a history that's as venerable as our own here.
That's DSO President and CEO Ann Parsons, who says tonight's performance will be conducted by Joanne Folletta. The soloist is brilliant clarinetist David Krakauer. The celebration begins at 8. See our website, WEMU.org, for all the details. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.